This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 27th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. After 9 months of build-up, it was all over very quickly in a Portland courtroom yesterday. Cessna is the new owner of the tooling and type certificates of what up till now was known as Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing in Bend, Oregon. Rich Belzer, former vice president of sales for Columbia, was there as the bidding began at 11 a.m. and ended just 15 minutes later, when the only challenger to Cessna, Park Electrochemical, took a brief recess and returned to announce it would not bid the price any higher. The total Cessna offer amounts to $26.9 million. Closing will take place December 4th. Cessna has already announced its intent to continue building the Columbia 350 and 400 in Bend and is expected to provide warranty and service support for all Columbia aircraft customers. There's much more detail on this story available in my interview with Rich in today's Aero News special feature. The other big story involving Cessna is the company's announcement overnight that the wildly popular 162 Skycatcher will be built by Shenyang Aircraft Corporation, a subsidiary of China Aviation Industry Corporation 1, or AVIC 1. The company had moved to adjust expectations in the past few days with comments about the need to build offshore to meet a competitive price point in the light sport marketplace and to avoid becoming a distraction to the company's efforts to fill a pressing backlog of orders for its more expensive planes. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton had praise for SAC, calling it, quote, a company with excellent facilities, state-of-the-art technologies, and a workforce highly experienced in aircraft manufacturing, unquote. In a candid discussion Tuesday with ANN's Rob Finfrock, Eclipse Aviation CEO Vern Rayburn admitted production delays have complicated the company's financial outlook and fed the rumor mill, but Rayburn maintains optimism about the company's long-term success. With production rates still below one aircraft per day, deliveries, and therefore revenues, are not meeting projections. So the company's reaching out for additional capital, including an appeal to position holders, which could be very exciting. On Tuesday, Eclipse announced a program giving current position holders an opportunity to lock in the standard aircraft price of their Eclipse 500s at $1.25 million U.S. if they agree to pay a 50% payment of $625,000 by December 14th. That money will be held in escrow until Eclipse has raised at least $30 million from customers. Rayburn acknowledges the program represents additional risk for participants, but Rayburn flatly places the chances of Eclipse long-term survival, quote, somewhere in the 100% range, unquote. A far less cheery atmosphere prevails at another budding aircraft manufacturer seeking capital. Employees at Aviation Technology Group return from their Thanksgiving holiday to discover they have another week off, and possibly more after that, without pay, as the company looks for money to go forward. ATG is developing the Javelin personal jet, for which it reports 157 orders so far, and is anticipating an additional infusion of capital from existing stakeholder Citigroup. ATG's Susan Hughes refused to give in to pessimism, telling ANN, quote, these aren't layoffs. We're in a slowdown right now because we're awaiting funding, unquote. And what if that money is delayed further? Quote, there will be layoffs, unquote. The Javelin looks a little like a 3/5 scale fighter jet and has twin-engine FJ-33 turbofans to give it a cruise speed of 500 knots. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Virgin America names its new CEO. Mexico gets serious about courting aerospace manufacturers. And Southwest Airlines hits the road to sell its new strategy. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is former Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing VP of Sales, Rich Belzer. He was there in bankruptcy court yesterday when what remains of his old company was auctioned off to Cessna. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.